Hello.
Hi, my name is Latasha. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Mary Tarver.
Okay, Ms. Tarver, I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Back on the week ending June 22nd, I filed Dad, I'm on the phone with the unemployment. I'll be off in just a minute. I filed a claim ending June 22nd,
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I was off that week. Okay, the next week I called in, but I worked 3 days, so I put in my total amount of earnings, and the recording said it didn't need any more information. My claim was closed, but we were closed again this past week.
Okay.
So I tried to file, but it wouldn't let me file because it was saying my claim was closed. So I'm trying to find out what I need to do.
Now, did you make more than your monetary determination amount?
I didn't make anything last week because we were closed.
No, I'm saying before y'all reclosed.
Okay, you talking about the week after the weekend and the 22nd?
Yes, when you first
Yes,
filed your unemployment.
and I reported that.
Okay, was it more than a weekly amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's why it closed because you made more than the weekly amount that was earned, that was what would be given to you.
Okay, so how does this work? Okay, now.
You have to reopen the claim. It's
Okay, I
basically just
didn't.
going
I
back over.
filed the week of the 22nd. I filed the week before, then I filed the week of the 22nd. But I haven't heard or gotten a payment or anything for that week. So, I was just waiting on that to see or get a letter or anything, but I haven't received anything. And then, like I said, I worked the next week, and then we were closed again this week.
Okay,
So,
are you needing to file for this week?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, for last week, yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your full social? Because you're gonna have to reopen the claim.
Okay, 421-94-3003.
What's your date of birth?
12/16/62.
Mother's maiden name and driver's license.
Garrett, let me look at my license right quick. It's 495-6274.
Okay. Why is it?
Ma'am.
Hold on. Just give me a few minutes. It was just sitting here spinning on me.
Oh, I know how that go.
Okay.
But tell
So.
me this while we waiting. Is it okay? Like I said, we didn't work the week of the 22nd. Okay, we went back and I worked 3 days, but my earnings was more than, the amount. And then this week, I mean, last week we were off again. How does that work?
Now, without you having to call each time, what you would do is when you go in, back to the portal. Now, those three buttons you've seen. I know you've seen file weekly certification, file TAA claim, file additional slash reopen claim. Okay? Now,
Okay.
those three buttons should be up there if it's not. But let us know. When
But when I
that
try to
happens,
call in, it wouldn't give me no options. It
it's
just
that
said
when you
my
call
claim
in,
was.
it's not going. It's best to
Okay.
go in the computer
It, I
and.
can't get in my portal because the email address that's on there is not my email, and I've never had the email, but she said I had to speak to another department for that. So I just.
Yeah, the
'Cause when.
inquiry. Whenever you speak to the inquiry department, have them to change
Oh
it.
my. And
Now,
when I
if
spoke on my
somebody.
initial claim, it was, she told me that was my email address, which was my email address. But when I try to log in, it's saying another email address.
Did you help somebody with the initial unemployment with their unemployment and you use your email? Because if you use your email for somebody else's
I've
unemployment,
never, not that I can remember. Not that I can remember. I don't remember putting my email address, but nobody but mine.
Because what we have here is mary.yourlastname@yahoo.com.
Yes. And let me read you what this one says. And you can tell me, because I took a picture of it, and it states, it says, this account has already been registered with the following email, and it has gh.private@privaterelay.applied.com.
Mm-mm. We only have your first name dot your last name dot at yahoo.com is what I have here.
But it will not let me log in. Every time I put that in, that's exactly what it gives me. And it says call what? That.
What's your preferred language? Let's get started on
English.
Your application. Do you have
English.
Any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Try to do it through Google Chrome. Don't try any, regular. Try Google Chrome and see whether you get a different response.
Was Google Chrome that I was? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I'm sorry. It was not Google Chrome. It was, I want to say.
Try Google Chrome or something like that. Don't do like the regular internet or Firefox. Go to Google Chrome and see what'll give you a better result. And if that still don't work, also clear out your cache and cookies.
Okay.
Now, understanding, knowing that making a false statement or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge.
Ma'am.
Your understanding, knowing making false statements and falsifying income documents could be considered fraud.
Do I know that?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
You understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed, and is it with the same company?
It's with the same company. The last time I filed, I reported. So, no, I have not.
When was your last day of work?
Let me see. It would have been that Thursday before the 4th. So, the 27th.
Okay, June the 27th of this year. Okay. Now, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already worked for unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA or TRA certification or benefits?
I'm not understanding that question.
Okay, it just asking, are you filing for unemployment? Have you filed for what we call when your job closed down and go overseas?
No.
Okay. Which is called a TAA or TRA certification. So you said no. You said you haven't worked on a different name or a different social security number since the last time you filed or in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
What's a good telephone number for you?
334.
Mm-hmm. 412-3608. Thank you. What's a good... Okay, you told me your date of birth was 12/16/62?
Yes, ma'am.
You said your mother's maiden name was Garrett?
Garrett, yes.
And what says your driver's license?
Alabama.
What is your race?
African American, black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
What's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade of education you received?
A bachelor's.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes. Yes.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Now, what country are you a resident of and what's your address?
What country?
Yes, ma'am. And what's your address?
United States, 2300 Old Montgomery Road, Selma, Alabama, 36703.
Thank you. Yeah, if you can, I would most definitely get a hold to the inquiry department.
Okay.
And have them to change that in your application.
Okay.
But it wouldn't let you update information on your portal. You can't get in the portal, can you?
I can't get it,
Okay.
I'm on the phone there.
Now, what was your occupation while you were working? What's your occupation at work?
Office staff.
Now, are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yes.
Are you attending work exclusively through the union hiring hall?
Am I seeking work through the union?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
And you said y'all do have a definite day to return to work. Is that what I heard earlier?
Yes.
And when is that day?
Tomorrow.
July the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
And was this due to a company shutdown or layoff?
Company shutdown for...
Now, are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to work?
50.
What's the lowest hourly wage are you willing to take per hour?
18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently solely working on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or received workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or received a pension from this employer?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that's not military or federal government in between January 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Now, if you're approved for benefits, do you have the option to receive your check direct deposit to a checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card? Now, the prepaid benefit card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment.
They just sent me one.
Okay. So, what will happen is it'll go to that card. So, that sounds like your stuff is in the works. Usually, they send the card after you're approved for your first payment. So if you don't receive the card, your payment's probably coming soon.
Okay. I haven't checked the call, but I did put in for a call, but I have not received a phone call or anything.
Mm-hmm. But usually 5 to 7 days after you're approved for payment, they usually send out the card down. That's how we told that. So if it's anything different, I do apologize.
Okay.
Now, what's the name of the company you working for?
C&B Associates.
Okay. Now, what's a good telephone number for them?
334.
Mm-hmm.
874-4141.
Now, what city are you working in?
Selma.
When did you start working for them?
September 2018.
And your last day of work was June. You said June the 27th. Is that what
yes.
I heard earlier?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said y'all was off due to lack of work. Is that correct, what I heard earlier?
Well, the office was closed.
For the layoff, right? Is that correct, what I heard earlier?
I guess you call it a layoff. If the office was closed, so we didn't have a place to work.
Now, have you applied for a pension or received a pension? And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result into overpayment, fraud, and penalties.
Yes, I'm certified, they
are. Okay. Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102 Bishop Street, 102 Lone Oak Drive, 1551 Marlowe Drive, or 2312 Hardy Drive, Hardy Avenue, I'm sorry.
2312 Hardy Avenue.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Alco, Allock, Simply Remarkable Production, UB Wireless, or none of the above?
Allock.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned the least? 1996 Chevrolet Beretta? 2002 Saturn S-Series, 2003 Mercedes-Benz SLK Class, or 2004 Suzuki Alero, or none of the above?
The Beretta.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Do I what, ma'am?
Are you filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
What does that mean?
In other words, are you filing unemployment with me today?
Yes.
Now, do you certify under the penalty and perjury that you is the person whose name and information was provided on this claim today and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it's like 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week to claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim use also register you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to their website and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. Now, again, you know, that's alabamaworks.alabama.gov, which is where they want you to put your resume, okay?
Okay.
But since you've already been, you know, back and forth doing this, you should still, I would go call and check or go on the Career Center website and see if your resume is still up on the website, okay?
Okay.
Now, the information booklet, which is the benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet, contains information on how your claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed when filing unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in lost benefits. Your unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification or by telephone, which is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Now, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in lost benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your 4-digit PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Now, if you do not recognize one of the listed employers or realize your employer is missing from the list we provide, please call the claims line, which is what me and you are speaking on right now, which is 1-866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail, okay?
Okay.
Now, the exemption to your work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that's attending direct approval training. Now, a letter will be mailed to you if you are subject to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is sent to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. They're open Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. each day to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So, since you are attached to a job and have an expected recall date, you're not required to make a work search, but you must be available to return to work upon recall. If there's any changes in your recall, you must report that to our inquiry department, which is 1-800-361-4524. So if you want to speak with them today, give them a call at that number so that they can try to fix your email so you can get in. I don't know what's going on, but it's having some issues with that information.
Okay.
All right, now your application number. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
It is 490-136-05.
Okay.
Again, it's 490-013-605.
Yes, ma'am.
And your PIN number is 1962.
Okay.
I'm going to try to call and file that weekly certification.
Well, you don't need to do anything until this Sunday if you if y'all don't be
Well, I need to file for last week because that's the week I was off.
I would give them a call, like I said, to the inquiry department, let them know what was going on with the claim, and let them handle it from there, and that way they'll be able to change your also change your email address.
Okay, so don't file for last week.
No.
Okay, just wait and call them.
I will call them, yes, most
okay,
definitely.
So I have to call at 5 o'clock and do an appointment for them to call me tomorrow.
That is correct. But I
okay.
have already, like I said, I did file your unemployment. Again, because you had already filed it, but what happened was, like I said, you made more than the amount. So you have to clear that up and speak with them about it. But the main thing is everything has been filed.
Okay. But not for last week, because I haven't reported last week.
Since I would speak with them. Yeah, I would speak with them most definitely about last week since you had a
that's the
difference.
Week that I'm claiming.
Yes. Since you had
The 22nd.
Yeah, since you had some difficulties with your calling in by telephone and by internet, I will most definitely try to call them today and leave them a message.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay. And I wish my payment was here for the 22nd, weekend 22nd, but like I said, I haven't received a phone call saying that it was so.
Yes, ma'am.
And I got the card last week. I think it was one day last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.